This time tomorrow, the Finance Minister, Jack Chambers, should be on his feet delivering Budget 2025. Over the weekend, the drip, drip, drip of information became a flood with reports of extra cost of living payments, an increase in the inheritance tax threshold and a rise in welfare payments. Not since the days of Charlie McCreevy have the words bonanza and splurge featured in so many headlines. Well, to bring us up to date and to look at the broader picture, I'm joined by our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, and by our economics and public affairs correspondent, David Murphy. You're both very welcome. Paul, let's start with you. At this stage, is there anything we don't know?
There's a few bits. A lot of it we do, as you mentioned, but there's a few bits. So the Finance Minister, Jack Chambers, and the Public Expenditure and Reform Minister, Pascal Donoghue, are holding a series of meetings today with the Cabinet colleagues on tomorrow's budget. And that's all going to take place before a crunch meeting with the coalition leaders at 6:30 tonight. So we understand that the focus today will be on social protection, a package for business, and finalising the cost of living measures. So what we hear is that there's ongoing discussions on a possible reduction in the VAT rate for the hospitality sector, by no means guaranteed, as it's very sensitive and there's some resistance in places like the Department of Finance. The cost of living package is set to include a €250 energy credit, but it's unclear if that comes in a single payment or two. And it's also unclear how big the cost of living package will ultimately be. But as you said, over the weekend, it shifted from 1.5 to €2 billion euro, with most of it being paid out before Christmas.
David, can you give us a sense of the money available to Jack Chambers and Pascal Donoghue tomorrow?
Well, I think the big thing happened on Friday when we had the white paper, which gave the overview of the revenue that's going to be coming into the government coffers. And what it showed was that firstly, they're going to book all of the Apple revenue this year into the accounts. So that's almost 14 billion euro. And then on top of that, there's a whole bunch of other taxes, primarily corporation tax, which are far, they're collecting far more on those tax categories than had been thought previously. And it means that there will be an overall surplus of 25 billion euro at the end of this year, before you take account of the budget measures which will be announced tomorrow.
It's a problem, David, that many governments around the world would like to have. But is there a danger, as some have argued, that by pumping money into the economy through a cost of living package or whatever, that you actually end up boosting inflation?
Well, there certainly is. The issue really is that the labour market's very tight. In other words, unemployment is very low. At the same time, the population is rising, and that's really a remarkable achievement, because usually if your population is shooting up, there will be people who will have difficulty getting jobs. They are all the hallmarks of a remarkably healthy economy. So the advice from people like the Fiscal Advisory Council is you don't want to add fuel to the fire right now. And certainly if the government was to come along and take a big chunk of money and just to throw it at housing, for example, the difficulty is the workers aren't there to be able to build those houses. Despite the government's best efforts at throwing money at housing, what's happened is you still have 170,000 workers in that industry. So the problem is they could fuel inflation, yes.
Paul, let's look at welfare payments. Listening to the Social Protection Minister, Heather Humphreys, on This Week yesterday, it's clear she doesn't think people receiving job seekers' payments should get the same increase as pensioners and carers and people with disabilities. But has she lost that fight?
We don't know, but it's a very interesting row, because as well as being the Social Protection Minister, Heather Humphreys is also the deputy leader of Fine Gael, and she was in a public spat effectively today with the leader of Fianna Fáil, who also happens to be the Taoiseach. As you mentioned on RT's This Week programme, she said that her priority was to provide greater support for people like carers, for pensioners, for people with disabilities and working families. And she asked this question: why at a time of full employment would you give the same increase to job seekers? And so she felt that she'd only got a small amount of money, and on that basis that she needed to try and prioritise it because resources were limited. She also talked about wanting to try and give a €15 increase in the weekly core social welfare payments. Now, equally clear today was Micheál Martin. He said, number one, in relation to the amount, that it was always going to be €12, and this was stitched into the summer economic statement. And secondly, he said that it was always going to be all social welfare recipients receiving the same amount, just as it had been in times of COVID as well. But he went a little bit further and he was talking about phony spinning and mischief making and misspinning and words like this, which just show that there is tension between the coalition parties. You might say this always happens when it comes to social protection. It's the last one to get over the line, but it's just a bit of edge to it, Rachel.
Let's listen to Micheál Martin. I think we have a clip of him speaking to reporters this morning.
No, I mean, there was never a big discussion about it. And kind of, genuinely, I think there's been a bit of a misspin here, a bit of mischief going on from a political point of view, because this only surfaced in the media. Hadn't been surfaced at any meetings that I attended prior to my reading about it in the media. So I'm genuinely not, and I'm not, you know, that's, it's surprising that, that has happened, and I've made that clear as well to my colleagues, like, where did this all come from? And there's a bit of spinning going on here that has no substance, really. Because for the last 4 years in government, this never arose. There was never an issue made of this by any party in government. It was always agreed that same level would apply because of the pressures generally of the of inflation and coming out of the energy crisis from the Ukraine war. So I think there's maybe it's the cycle we're in.
Maybe it's the cycle we're in. Micheál Martin speaking earlier. David, can we look at the money the government is going to set aside, the money that's to be saved for the rainy day? I mean, the government is in an unusual position in that it can spend and save. So where is that money going to go?
Well, they already have two funds which are set up to take the windfall gains from taxing multinationals. And certainly in relation to Apple, it's a multinational and it's a windfall gain. We expect the government will set out exactly what their plans are. I think as well they will have to at least outline an infrastructural spending plan, particularly in relation to water, housing and the electricity grid. I think one thing people will look out for quite carefully tomorrow is that the government have already set out what they plan to spend in 2025. But it looks as if they're going to spend an awful lot extra in 2024 as well. Mm-hmm. And that ties in with all this election speculation. And at the same time, it's worth bearing in mind that under new EU rules, they're obliged to set out a medium-term spending plan, but that kicks in from the future. So they can actually spend a lot this year without getting into trouble with their friends in Brussels. So that'll be an interesting one to watch.
David and Paul, thank you both very much for that. And we'll be on air at the earlier time of 12:45 tomorrow with extensive coverage of Budget 2025.